like him. He knocked on the door, and the door was locked, and I said, come in.
Okay, we're ready, Mayor.
All right. Welcome, everybody. We'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Bruce.
Here.
Councilmember Biggs.
Here.
Councilmember Larraway.
Yes.
Council President McPherson.
Here.
Mayor Steer.
Here. And if you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. First item is the consent agenda. Questions, comments?
Anybody? I would move we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
I have a motion and a second for approval. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, Chris, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember Bruce.
Aye.
Councilmember Biggs.
Aye.
Councilmember Larraway.
Aye.
Council President McPherson.
Aye.
And that motion carries. I don't see Marcy here yet, so we'll move past that. Public hearings. Consideration to approve case number 2216-AN and 2207-LS. Troy.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and the members of the council. For the record, Troy B. Hunan, Senior Planner, CUNA Planning and Zoning Staff, 751 West 4th Street here in CUNA. So the applications before you this evening request annexation of approximately 8.42 acres. And if that is approved, the applicant is requesting a lot split to turn one parcel into three parcels. The applicant is proposing annexation for their parcel, and the parcel configuration, if the annexation is approved and the lot split gets approved, then they would create the three parcels. The first parcel would become 1.1 acre, parcel 2 would become 4.04 acres, and parcel 3 would become 2.91 acres. The applicant is requesting a low density for the for their annexation request. Public Works does support the annexation and also the lot split as stated in the memo, engineer's memo, and the Planning and Zoning Department agrees with the city engineer and the Public Works recommendation and comments. Staff has reviewed the proposed annexation for compliance with CUNA City Code, Idaho State Statutes, and the lot split for eligibility based on CUNA City Code. And it meets the eligibility requirements. And should the council approve the applications tonight, then staff recommends that the applicant be subject to the recommended conditions as outlined in the staff memo. At the commission meeting where the Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval to the city council, there was a lengthy discussion about the delivery of irrigation water across the property and the history that surrounds that. According to Exhibit 31 from Mr. Richtaler from the Boise Project Board of Control, he states in that letter that the Boise Project and also the Boise CUNA Irrigation District they have no further comment other than there is no recorded easement for that waterway and that all landowners must recognize and follow State Title 42, which governs water delivery. The applicant is amenable to protecting the in part of the delivery and the out part of the delivery for the McClure subdivision, which this waterway feeds, and they've even provided a updated record of survey, which does indicate that they're willing to protect that water delivery. Staff feels that the applicant has presented a good solution and that they are willing to work with the neighbors, and staff believes that this discussion that was held at the commission level, that was resolved. And I will stand for any, or sit for any questions that you have. The applicant is present tonight, and they do have a presentation.
Okay, any questions for Troy?
Yes. Could you explain that there's no recorded easement? There's no recorded easement for the water people or for the landowner?
For the record, Troy Behunin, there is no recorded easement for the delivery of water. So on the north side of the property is the Teed lateral. It feeds a small private ditch, and that water goes across the 8.42 acres in this application, and it serves the McClure subdivision to the south. There is no known recorded easement. Boise Cuna Irrigation District has no record of that. Boise Project has no record of that. It's just a private water delivery system. That's all it is.
And I don't think that's uncommon. I think that's kind of a normal thing once you get past the laterals, right? So recording something that preserves that is as good as we can hope for in that.
Right. And maybe the applicant's engineer or their representative can expand a little bit on that. But yes, that is the way it is. It's just a private easement, and it happens, especially with older properties.
Okay, thank you.
All right, anything further? If not, you want to go ahead and make a presentation.
Thank you, Troy.
Oh, that's fancy. thank you. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of council. Stephanie Hopkins with KM Engineering, 5725 North Discovery Way in Boise. Troy did a wonderful job summarizing our request. I'll try to keep my presentation kind of pithy. Our request is to annex into city limits with the R2 district, which is low-density residential. It's pretty compatible with what's in the area. And my presentation, I think once it gets loaded, has a couple of graphics that will show you what adjacent zoning is, but there's C1, which is a neighborhood commercial for the church that's directly east. There's R4 and R6, both of which are medium density residential designation in the area as well. Our client's intention is to develop the property eventually into three lots to allow their family to live near them. So they would stay on the primary lot with an existing home, and then the two additional lots would be for their children. So this is, okay, this is the property located north of Ardell. And we're requesting R2. We're adjacent, I'm sorry, I said C1. It's A, agriculture for the church, and then C1's located just to the east. It's consistent with the comprehensive plan. R2 allows for low-density residential, which will provide a nice transition in density with what could eventually be medium-density residential to the direct west. And this is the proposed layout for the lot split. As Troy mentioned, we did our surveyor and engineer actually did go out to the site to look at the irrigation and make sure we understood how it works, and we revised the record of survey to include the irrigation line as well as a detail of kind of the existing conditions for the point of diversion here. So that's not super typical with a record of survey. We wouldn't show this much detail just because it is a private line and it's, as mentioned, it doesn't have an easement. But Title 42 does require that we uphold the delivery of water to the adjacent to McClure subdivision, which our client is amenable to. As I mentioned, they don't have any plans in the near future to redevelop this lot, but when they do, they would coordinate with the property owners to make sure the delivery is still maintained, and that would all be checked by the city, the county surveyor, and anybody else that looks at the irrigation stuff. So this is where the existing home is, kind of in the center. Troy covered the acreages, but about 4 acres on the west and about 2.5 on the east. So I think Troy covered it really well. I think it'll be a really consistent project for the city of Kuna. It makes sense. It's close to city limits, and I think it'll be a nice addition to this area and will allow our client to be able to have a place for their children to live near them. I'll stand for any questions if you have them.
Okay, questions?
No, sir.
Nothing right now?
Nothing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did we have a sign-in sheet? And is there anybody who wishes to sign in on this project for testimony that didn't get a chance to? Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. This is a public hearing, so we're going to go ahead and open the public hearing. I don't have anybody else signed in to testify. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify that didn't get a chance to sign in? Okay. Seeing none. Questions from council? I appreciate that you got the irrigation right of way all resolved and took care of that. That sounded like the main issue with the Planning and Zoning Commission, so it's important that we preserve those rights. So.
I don't have anything.
No? Okay, rewind here. Then I would move we close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
All right, have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'll just say I think I appreciate that. That's one of those type of projects we used to see a lot of around here where family splits up a lot so that their family can move in beside them. So it's good to see a project like that. And it also looks like a good place for it. So.
It's good to see families still want to live by each other.
I was going to say, you want family to close, huh? Yeah.
Well,
maybe that's it.
Building walls around those.
and it fits in with the area. I mean, that's already kind of
the
theme down that part of Ardell anyway until you get past them. So.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's nothing else, then I would move we approve case number 22-16-AN and 22-07-LS. With the conditions listed.
Second. Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Is there any opposed? And that motion carries. And I see we have Marcy here. So we'll go back to 5A, Kuna Food Bank presentation. Marcy, come on in. Good to see you. Oh, you're fine.
I'm not accustomed to driving down Meridian Road at 5:30 in the evening. It's surprising. Anyway, my name is Marcy Durant. I reside at 8352 South Old Farm Place in Meridian, 83642. I'm the Kuna Food Bank Director, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to speak just a little bit before the City Council. My intent today is to strengthen the relationship between the leadership of Kuna City and the Kuna Food Bank. A good place for me to start is with providing information. As it's my understanding, the city may not know the current reach and the breadth of the Kuna Food Bank. We repeat often at the Kuna Food Bank the mantra, neighbors helping neighbors, the recipe for building a strong and beloved community. I have a firm belief in that truth. Our goal and mission is to provide food for those individuals who are facing life challenges and help them on a temporary basis. I just want to give you a few examples. A single dad received a promotion at work, which disqualified him from receiving SNAP benefits for himself and his three daughters. And he called in a panic. And he found great relief knowing that the food bank was there to help bridge the gap while he and his daughters adapted to budget restraints That's an important role of a food bank, to help an individual or family exit the welfare system and develop self-reliance, maintain some dignity and honor as they navigate those challenges that they're faced with. Another example are many landlords that have taken advantage of the current market, and it's affecting so many of our seniors and young families. And I find it a great honor when a senior can rally their courage to call and admit that the fridge and the cupboards are bare, and is there any way we can help them? And I feel like we're going to help them for as long as they need it. And they cry when they come to pick up their food, and they're able to put their resources towards meeting that rent and keep a place to live. I want to read you a letter, which is also a really great example of the people that we serve often. His name is Dan, and he's written this with permission that it be shared. I want to start this letter by saying I never thought I would be using a food bank. A couple of years back, I suffered a major heart attack, and that was followed by a heart disease diagnosis that could not be cured. I needed a heart transplant. Needless to say, I was not able to work anymore and made it onto the transplant list. I was able to get a heart a year later, very lucky, but I'm still not able to return to work. Subsequently, I've had to rely on sources outside myself for support, and he is all by himself. The CUNA Food Bank has been a true blessing to me. The staff is very understanding and helpful, and they've helped me through some very hard times, and they've not once been judgmental. The food bank began 29 years ago, assisting 11 households that first year. In 2021, we filled 387 food orders, helping 386 households, 682 individuals were benefited. In 2022, 899 food orders were completed, affecting 809 separate households, assisting over 3,100 individuals. And currently this year, numbers are already reflecting that we'll have increase in food orders and individuals served by 30%. It's widely known that one of the goals of our city leadership is to grow CUNA's population to 50,000 residents. CUNA's growth since 2020, we all know, has increased by 28%. And based on current records, by the end of this year, more than 50% of CUNA residents would have called upon the CUNA Food Bank for assistance in some way. As growth continues, it is hoped that the city and the CUNA Food Bank can work hand in hand to meet the needs that will naturally come along with the growth. We invite the city to work with us to obtain particular grants, as well as advocate on our behalf for private and public partnerships, creating accessibility to additional resources so the important work of the CUNA Food Bank may continue for many, many years to come. Neighbors helping neighbors. It is the recipe for building a strong and beloved community. Thank you. I didn't know if any of you might have a question or two, but I wanted to open it up for that in case you did.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Marcy, and I appreciate your passion towards this.
Thanks.
Yes, Ted did it for so many years, and mm-hmm. It scared me to death when he said he was going to quit doing it. He's just like, he's done it so long, I didn't even think about the fact that he would ever step away from it, although it makes perfect sense, but he worked so hard at it for so many years, so I appreciate you stepping into that role, because we know what an overwhelming task that can be, but you've always done a lot for the community, and I really appreciate your passion towards that.
Well, thank you. Ted has never faced a food bank such as this, though, where we're currently at,
right.
And there's a lot of challenges that come with that, and sure. But we're passionate about meeting that, but recognize that it's a great resource for the city of CUNA leadership as well, and requires us working together to make sure that we can keep doing this important work for years and years to come. So next year, we celebrate our 30th anniversary, and I have no doubt that we'll be celebrating a 60th and a 90th. And it'll be great that CUNA can be known as a place that takes care of its own. And I'm really grateful for the privilege to live here and associate with everybody here. Thank you.
Couple of main things that you need? Do you need volunteers or just more donations, or could you give me the top two? So if I'm out talking to different business owners or people, or what, how can I?
Oh, just all of the above. People, volunteers, people willing to work. 85% of what is stocked in the food bank comes from our community and the neighbors. So at the food drive in 2021, we ran out of the food from that community food drive the first part of August, middle of August. This year we ran out pretty much in May, the end of May. And so then that puts us in a position where we have to purchase it or advertise to different groups that we need particular items. And everyone is always really great and supportive, and it comes through, but it takes a great amount of energy and effort. And the more that people can be aware of the growing needs, that's just really helpful. We're going to have our community food drive again in November. Okay. Last year, 2021 brought in like 32,000 pounds of food. Last year was 50,000 pounds of food. We do things totally different than most other food banks. The CUNA Food Bank provides a shopping cart food that's going to make a difference. It's not a box with items arbitrarily chosen. We have a personal contact on the phone where someone gets to be aware of what's available. And because the donations come from our community, we have a huge variety of foods to offer. And so that shopping cart replaces a grocery store trip, essentially. And we're hopeful that we can continue that pattern that was established years and years ago. Because that's the kind of food bank that can make a difference. A box through a car window doesn't leave anybody feeling very good. Anyway, sorry, back to the needs.
No, thank you.
So money is always great. People, gift cards can be a challenge because then we're subject to the prices within that particular retail store. Cash is really helpful. Nobody at the food bank gets paid. It's zero administrative cost. Every bit of cash donations goes directly to helping those who need the help most. And we do have a little slush fund that when we discover somebody is in real dire straits, we're able to assist someone with a utility payment or a medical payment, something like that, that helps get them over a really bad spot.
And I believe you're still in need of funding to build the new structure. Is that?
Well, I was not going to be the one to bring that up.
All right. So there is some need there, though, also.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. And that's where the city can really play an important role of encouraging developers to get behind it, new businesses that are coming in, that kind of thing.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, that takes us to 7A, consideration of approved case number 2306-TE, Silver Trail number 8. This was tabled from June 20. Who is taking this one, Doug?
For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning staff. This was tabled from June 20th, 2023, so we could bring the council more information about the EDUs to serve the development. Staff can confirm that this subdivision is a part of the LID, and in addition to that, the developer at the time of preliminary plat approval constructed a significant portion of the Danskin lift station, and as a part of that construction, as opposed to being reimbursed for the construction, he chose to have EDUs allocated to serve this specific development. And I'm here to answer any more questions.
Okay. Further questions for Doug?
No.
So are there still shortages of construction materials for the rest of the project?
For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning. That would be hard to say. It would be dependent upon when this final plat phase would record and when the next would need to move forward. I don't believe they forecast out more than a phase at a time, just because you can't really plan for the financials of that matter. But
That's the reason they use, one of the reasons they use for this is construction materials, it's delays in construction progression on, I guess, the previous plats. So. Mm-hmm.
And that very well may be part of the reason.
If I may.
Yes.
What's the time, if we extend it now, they're allotted one extension or two? How many extensions are?
So there's no particular number of extensions that are permitted. It's at the discretion of the council. So they would receive an additional year from the date the findings would be signed to record the final plat.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything further?
Matt, do you have anything? John, you good?
I'm still kind of where we were last time. Yeah. So a similar kind of thought pattern with this, because we see a lot of these extensions, and I just want to ask the questions of why, you know, is it assumed the council's going to extend things? I don't know. I mean, we're not there to dictate their work schedules and stuff like that, but. We've had several of these come since I've been on council, and just now I'm just starting to ask these questions to be a little more details. I guess I like to see details.
Well, and two, if these EDUs are allocated, then that stops. You know, the other ones that may have been approved in that area.
Right.
But I think what he's saying is they did also allocate a lot of the funds for the lift station on this one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Mark Bybee, city attorney, if I might.
Yes.
That what I'd say would be a prime concern for me is if part of them constructing the Danskin lift station was the allocation of EDUs, that is essentially their compensation. And if we were to back out and take those EDUs back, they would be entitled to compensation. And so that's something you need to factor in. I understand the concern about, why is it this vague, the scarce resources thing, and you got to think they're not necessarily projecting that the resources are scarce in the future, but the reason there's been a delay to this point is they're working through a phase right now before they would come forward with this next phase, and that's been probably years in progress. Doug could probably speak better, and so they're talking about what they're experiencing as in this current phase they're going through and why they haven't come with that next phase yet. It's because they've been dealing with scarcity that may be adjusting right now, and so maybe I think as we move forward, your question makes more sense to me at that point, but it's talking about the conditions that they've gone through to get to this point and why they're not coming on another phase. At least that's what it says to me. So
I guess it's the timing thing that we're at the 11th hour on this one, and now they're asking for the extension. I would think wouldn't have seen this coming, a lot sooner than now.
Well, I think extensions needed. I get what you're saying, but I wouldn't request it a year in advance.
I'd wait until it is appropriate.
Like,
6 months. Yeah, I think that'd be reasonable. Or, I'm not opposed to the extension.
Yeah.
But I'm just want to ask questions.
No, and it's fair. And I think something I've spoken with Doug about city code on this. I think if we were to get into the realm of denial, we have to look at what is the criteria they actually have to satisfy for an extension, and if the criteria in city code isn't strong about what we look at for an extension, we're just saying, there's not criteria, but we just didn't want to do this one. That's problematic. And it suggests we would need to look at city code too. We don't have spelled out criteria, we probably should spell it out, because otherwise, if we're just denying, kind of plucking out reasons, those are, I don't want to say the word.
Right.
that's just not decision making I would like to engage in. I'd like to have, here's the criteria we consider. And this is why this one's problematic. And it sounds like from speaking with Doug, he knows your city code better than I do. But it sounds like there's issues with how particular it is to what you need to prove to get an extension. So without specific criteria, and it sounds like you need to timely file it. And they did. And if that's the criteria right now, we kind of, I'd be concerned with saying let's deny it without having more spelled out criteria.
And we have them allocating funds for the Danskin lift station. All that's in writing, right? That was part of the agreement.
For the record, Doug Hansen, Cuno Planning and Zoning. I am not sure. I'm sure there may be an agreement somewhere. This was mostly done with Public Works at time of preliminary plat, which would have been in approximately 2015. They didn't allocate funds. They actually constructed a portion of the Danskin lift station that has been in service since that point in time. Okay. And as a part of that, as opposed to being reimbursed for the construction that they completed, they chose to be allocated EDUs to serve this development.
I just wanted to make, yeah, you know, if it was in writing, that way they don't come back later and say, hey, we built some of this. Now they want reimbursements down the road. I just didn't know if it was in writing anywhere. So, but I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I don't have any further questions.
All right. Anything further?
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Nope. Okay. Then I would move we approve case number 23-06-TE.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries. Let's see. That brings us to resolution R47-2023. I think probably the best thing to do with this one, we thought that we would have the information that council had asked for before on cost on alternative routes and measures. We didn't get that. We're supposed to have that by the next council meeting. So I think the best thing to do would be to table it until the July 19th meeting, if you're okay with
absolutely
that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Good with that.
Yep.
I think that's just an important part to this.
Yeah, I'd like to have the target cost.
Okay. So if we could have a motion to that.
I would move we table item 7B, resolution R47-2023, to the date certain of July 19th, 2023.
18th. July 18th.
July 18th.
I'll second it.
Did I read that right?
Yes. Tuesday.
18th.
Second.
All right, motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. City put on a great fireworks display last night. It went over well. I see also that Durant's had their annual one out there. That was good as well. So everybody should have been able to get their fix on things exploding in the air overnight. So,
or this morning, right?
I just wish that they would, all the other participants would slow it down after 11 or 11:30 or so. But anyway, there's some outliers there, and I think Chief said the police didn't have any real major issues this year, so that's also good.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, staff.
My guys, appreciate the crew.
And then Friday, we're going to have popsicles up at the park. Doing by the splash pad. So put on your swimming trunks and come on now.
Or don't.
No speedos. No speedos.
No speedos.
No speedos. Well, then I'm not coming.
We do have rules.
food trucks were nice last night as well.
Well, good.
Ice cream, waffles.
Good. Nice. All right. And construction on the police station is coming along good. They're hanging sheetrock in there, finishing that up. They were taping and texturing, so should be ready to move on to the next phases. Chief's not excited about any of that, so.
The big snorkels are gone. I know Chris was pretty upset about that.
The big root beds,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had plans for those.
Well, I remember when you used to have to work to carry sheetrock inside of a building, and now they just grab a big old thing and stuff it in the door.
Mm-hmm. Call it a day.
Although, I did go over and visit with the guys hanging sheetrock, and there was no lack of hard work and effort going in on that. So.
Especially those 12-footers.
We've been very fortunate. Our general on this job has hired some subs that were second to none. In fact, he said that if he could make a list of folks he wanted to work on buildings for every project they come across, it would be the exact people he's had coming here. So we've been very fortunate to get really good help and good hard workers that are doing a nice job, and very happy with that fact. So they've kept us ahead of schedule, and a little bit secretive on exactly when that schedule's going to end. Chris keeps asking, and they ignore her. So we're ahead of schedule, though. We know that. So,
Mr. Mayor,
I
have a question, and my apologies for not getting this on the agenda earlier, but I was curious if we have an update on the building donations, how that's going. A couple were to the school district, and then I think some others were going to be donated.
Oh.
The small buildings, yeah.
I think Bobby's not here, but last time he and I talked, I had to get some information so I can finish paperwork on my end. He had designated, figured out how it was going to go. So I think it should be moving along here fairly quickly. I know that they've had some, you know, had to get done projects, but it should be moving along fairly quickly. I think it's supposed to happen in the next few weeks, is my understanding.
So all of them have been allotted?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, that happened pretty quick. It was just the rest of everything else, them getting their property ready and us getting through what we needed from them.
Yeah, the school district's getting a couple of them, and yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
All right. Anybody have anything else?
Yes, sir.
If not, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.